All right, everyone, welcome back to the Deep Dive, where we like to kind of get into the weeds on some of the cases and legal topics that we think are really important for folks to know about, especially you know, folks who are just getting started in this world of law. Today we are tackling a case that really is foundational when it comes to local government powers. And this is one that, you know, those of you in Florida particularly are going to want to pay attention to. This is State X Rel. Volusia County v. Dickinson, a 1972 case out of the Florida Supreme Court. And to help us unpack all of this, of course, we have our expert here. Always great to have you back.
Happy to be here.
So, you know, maybe starting off, could you kind of give us the big picture here? Like, what was going on in this case? What are the big kind of issues at play that make this a landmark decision?
Yeah, so this is really interesting because it seems very simple on its face, but it gets into a lot of complicated constitutional law matters. So, at its core, this is about whether a county in Florida, specifically Volusia County, which was a charter county, can tax cigarette sales in the areas outside the city limits, like in the unincorporated areas of the county. So it's a tax case, but it's way more than that. It really gets into the whole idea of home rule.
Right. Home rule, you know, for folks who are unfamiliar. Basically, this idea that local governments have a certain amount of autonomy to govern themselves, right?
Exactly. The power to make decisions at the local level without necessarily needing permission from the state legislature for every little thing.
Gotcha. So yeah. We've got this tension between the state and the county. The county's saying, hey, we're a charter county. We think we have the power to do this. And the state's kind of like, hold on, not so fast.
Right. And it really came down to this question of, you know, what exactly does the Florida Constitution say about the powers of charter counties versus the powers of cities versus the power of the state legislature to control them? And this all happened because back in 1970, Volusia County became a charter county. So they adopted a charter under Article 8, Section 1C of the Florida Constitution.
Okay, so they're operating under this charter. And what did they do under this charter?
Well, they passed an ordinance to tax those cigarette sales that we were talking about. They figured that they had the authority to do this because the Florida Constitution says that charter counties can exercise all powers of local self-government.
So they saw that and said, hey, we think that includes the power to tax.
Pretty much. And the state wasn't too happy about this. They argued that while cities might be able to tax, like that counties, even charter counties needed specific permission from the state legislature to do so. They even pointed to a recent case involving Tampa's tax to kind of try to highlight the difference between the power of a city and a county.
So they're saying that counties are different creatures, legally speaking, than cities, that they don't automatically get those same powers.
Exactly. And they were arguing that this whole idea of home rule didn't give Volusia County the power to just go ahead and levy this tax without a specific law from the state legislature saying they could. So Volusia County was basically like, all right, we're going to take you to court over this. And that's where the writ of mandamus comes in.
Okay. Writ of mandamus. Now, I feel like that's something we probably should explain for folks. It's not exactly everyday lingo.
Right. It's a little bit of a legal term. So in the simple terms, writ of mandamus is basically a court order that forces a government official to do something that they're legally required to do.
So Volusia County is saying, hey, state chick, you're legally required to recognize our authority to collect this tax. And that's what they went to the Florida Supreme Court for.
Exactly. And that brings us to the kind of the meat of the case, right? What did the Florida Supreme Court ultimately decide and why?
Yeah, so the court really had to grapple with two big questions here. First, did Volusia County, as a charter county, have the legal authority to levy this excise tax on cigarette sales in the first place? And then second, if they did have that authority, were the state officials obligated to actually collect the tax and give the money to the county?
Yeah, I mean, if they did have the power, the state would have to recognize that, right?
Exactly.
And so the Florida Supreme Court came back with a pretty resounding yes on both counts. They said Volusia County does have the power and the state does need to recognize it and help collect the tax. So that's the outcome. But like you were saying, the interesting part is the why. Why did they reach that decision? What was the reasoning?
Right, because they're not just going to say yes or no. They have to explain their legal reasoning. And that's where things get really interesting and important for understanding this whole area of law. So what was the court's reasoning?
Well, they really relied on the interplay between two sections of the Florida Constitution. We've got Article 8, Section 1G, and Article 7, Section 9.
Okay, so let's break those down one by one. What does Article 8, Section 1G say, and how did the court interpret it?
So 1G is really the key provision here. It says that charter counties have, all powers of local self-government not inconsistent with general law. And it also says they can enact county ordinances not inconsistent with general law. So basically, they have broad authority as long as it doesn't conflict with state law.
It sounds like the court interpreted that language pretty broadly in favor of the county.
Yeah, they absolutely did. They basically said, look, this is really comprehensive language. It shows that the intention was to give charter counties a lot of leeway to govern themselves. They even compared it to the power of a metropolitan area.
So they're saying that under the Constitution, charter counties are meant to be these kind of self-governing entities.
Right, not just administrative arms of the state. And this was a big deal because before this case, a lot of people thought that counties were really just there to carry out the state's wishes. But this case said no charter counties actually have a lot of independent authority.
It's like a power shift almost.
Exactly. And then we get to Article 7, Section 9A, which deals with taxing authority for both municipalities and counties. It says they can levy taxes unless the law prohibits them from doing so.
Okay, so how did the court connect that provision back to Article 8 and the powers of charter counties?
Well, they looked at both of those sections together and they said, okay, if municipalities, which are basically cities, can levy a certain type of tax, and if charter counties have all powers of local self-government not inconsistent with general law, then that must mean that charter counties can also levy that same tax as long as there's no state law specifically saying they can't.
Ah, so they're kind of closing a loophole here. They're saying you can't say that cities have this power, but then deny it to charter counties when the Constitution gives them such broad authority.
That's exactly it. And they actually relied on a previous case to support this reasoning. It was State Ex Rel, Dade County v. Brottingham from a few years earlier.
Right, Dade County. They have a pretty famous home rule charter too, right?
They do. And in that case, the court had already decided that Dade County had the power to tax cigarettes in its unincorporated areas because of the way their home rule charter was set up. So the court in Volusia County v. Dickinson said, look, we've already kind of established this principle. It makes sense to apply it here, too.
So they saw it as a consistent line of reasoning. Broad powers for charter counties under the Constitution.
Right. And it's important to note that they made a clear distinction between charter counties and non-charter counties.
Yeah, good point. So what's the difference?
Non-charter counties, they only have the powers that the state legislature specifically gives them through laws. But charter counties have this broader authority that comes directly from the Constitution itself.
So it all comes down to where they get their power from.
Right.
So we've got these two constitutional provisions, Article 8 and Article 7. And the court is basically using them to create a kind of test for whether a charter county can levy a certain tax.
Mm-hmm.
Can you walk us through that test?
Sure. Basically, there are two key questions. First, is this the kind of tax that cities are already allowed to levy under state law? So can a city do it? And second, is there any state law that specifically prohibits charter counties from levying this type of tax? So is there a specific no from the state? If the answer to the first question is yes, and the answer to the second question is no, then the charter county probably has the power to go ahead and levy that tax.
It sounds like that test really gives charter counties a lot of freedom to act on matters of local concern.
Yeah, definitely. And that brings us back to that concept of home rule that we were talking about at the beginning. This case really solidified the idea that charter counties have a significant degree of autonomy in Florida. It established that their power to tax is broad and inherent unless the state legislature steps in and says otherwise. And the court wasn't messing around with this decision either. They issued a writ of mandamus, which means they directly ordered the state to recognize Volusia County's authority.
Yeah, that's a pretty strong statement. It shows that they weren't just making an abstract legal point. They were enforcing the county's constitutional right.
Absolutely.
So for all our listeners out there who are future lawyers, why should they care about this case? Why is this case still relevant today, even though it's from the 1970s?
It's relevant for a few key reasons. First, it's a prime example of how courts interpret these broad grants of power in state constitutions, especially when it comes to home rule. So it shows how these constitutional principles actually play out in real-world situations.
So it's not just theoretical stuff. It has practical implications.
Right. And second, it highlights a really important distinction between statutory authority, which is power that comes from laws passed by the legislature, and constitutional authority, which comes directly from the Constitution itself. In this case, Volusia County wasn't relying on a state law that said they could tax cigarettes. They were relying on their inherent powers as a charter county under the Constitution.
Yeah, so it's about the source of their power.
Exactly. And those two types of authority aren't always equal. Constitutional authority tends to carry more weight, and it's harder to change or take away. And finally, this case is a great example of why it's so important to read different parts of a constitution together. The court didn't just look at Article 8 or Article 7 in isolation. They looked at how they worked together to figure out the full scope of a charter county's taxing power.
It's like putting a puzzle together.
Yeah, you have to see how all the pieces fit.
So to sum up State X Rum, Volusia County v. Dickinson is a landmark case that says charter counties in Florida have inherent municipal-style powers, including the power to tax, unless state law specifically says they can't. And the key questions are, one, can a city do it? And two, has the state said charter counties can't do it? It's all about local control versus state oversight. Really interesting stuff. So to wrap things up, is there anything else our listeners should keep in mind about this case or the concept of home rule?
Yeah, I think it's important to think about how these principles apply in the real world. You know, new situations come up all the time that might not have been specifically addressed in this case. So, for example, how might this precedent affect new forms of taxation that cities or counties might want to implement? Or what about new types of local government structures that might be created in the future? How do these principles of home rule and the balance between state and local power play out in those scenarios?
Lots to ponder.
Definitely.
Well, this has been another great deep dive. As always, thanks for joining us. We'll catch you next time.
Thanks for having me.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.